Carol sat beneath the same elm tree where she had comforted him. Her knees were drawn up to her chest. Her face was ashy gray. Black shock circles ringed her eyes, giving her a raccoony look. A thread of blood trickled from one of her nostrils. Her left arm lay across her midriff, pulling her shirt tight against the beginning nubs of what would be breasts in another year or two. She held the elbow of that arm cupped in her right hand. She was wearing shorts and a smock-type blouse with long sleeves, the kind of thing you just slipped on over your head. Later, Bobby would lay much of the blame for what happened on that stupid shirt of hers. She must have worn it to protect against sunburn. It was the only reason he could think of to wear long sleeves on such a murderously hot day. Had she picked it out herself, or had Mrs. Gerber forced her into it? And did it matter? Yes, Bobby would think when there was time to think it mattered. You're damned right it mattered. But for now, the blouse with its long sleeves was peripheral. The only thing he noticed in that first instant was Carol's upper left arm. It seemed to have not one shoulder, but two.
Bobby,
she said, looking at him with shining, dazed eyes. They hurt me. She was in shock, of course. He was in shock himself by then, running on instinct. He tried to pick her up, and she screamed in pain. Dear God, what a sound.
I'll run and get help, he said, lowering her back. You just sit there and try not to move.
She was shaking her head, carefully so as not to joggle her arm. Her blue eyes were nearly black with pain and terror.
No, Bobby, no, don't leave me here. What if they come back? What if they come back and hurt me worse?
Parts of what happened on that long, hot Thursday were lost to him, lost in the shock wave. But that part always stood clear, Carol looking up at him and saying, what if they come back and hurt me worse?
But, Carol, I can walk. If you help me, I can walk.
Bobby put a tentative arm around her waist, hoping she wouldn't scream again. That had been bad. Carol got slowly to her feet, using the trunk of the tree to support her back. Her left arm moved a little as she rose, that grotesque double shoulder bulged and flexed. She moaned, but didn't scream, thank God.
You better stop, Bobby said.
No, I want to get out of here. Help me, oh God, it hurts. Once she was all the way up, it seemed a little better. They made their way out of the grove with the slow, side-by-side solemnity of a couple about to be married. Beyond the shade of the trees, the day seemed even hotter than before and blindingly bright. Bobby looked around and saw no one. Somewhere deeper in the park, a bunch of little kids, probably sparrows or robins from Sterling House, were singing a song, but the area around the baseball fields was utterly deserted. No kids, no mothers wheeling baby carriages, no sign of Officer Raymer, the local cop who would sometimes buy you an ice cream or a bag of peanuts if he was in a good mood. Everyone was inside, hiding from the heat.
This ends Disc 6.